Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
You know, sometimes I wonder what you are doing in heaven right now. Nobody wants to die. For every single person who visited that place briefly, they will not want to die. They didn't want to come back. God is in a realm all by himself. His realm is beautiful. It's not threatened by recession. It's not. Scripture says, I think it's in Mark chapter, Psalms chapter 37. Let's look at that briefly. 37:37, I believe. Psalms 37:37. I think that's where it says, mark the perfect man. For the end of that man is peace. Oh yeah, I'm right. Mark the perfect man. Behold the upright. For the end of that man is what? It's peace. Give me Amplified and King James. You should write this down and meditate about it. Inspire meditation. Keep your eye on the healthy soul. So can a soul be sick? Say, scrutinize the straight life. There is a future in strenuous wholeness. Give me Amplified version. Mark the blameless man. Behold the upright. For there is an happy end for that man of peace. This is God's realm. It's called peace. And you will see that in every phase of Jesus' ministry. He was in a boat, and the boat was going to capsize. And if you've ever been in a boat that is about to capsize, you withdraw closer to your Creator. There are certain places you don't want to be. Thank you. There are certain places you don't want to be. Like a plane that is about to crash. See it in a film. But you don't want to be there. Because all of a sudden you are thinking like, they may never find my body. It begins to come to you closer. Sometimes when the plane tries to land, there's this thing you feel. It just touches ground and you just feel it like, wow. What if the tires just gave way under it? I say this because until you see God as your perfect definition of rest and peace, you will continue to search and think and do stuff thinking that by accumulating to yourself, you will get the peace that you seek. There is no peace in any other place. Scripture says in Acts chapter 5, verse, they say there is no name that is given to men under heaven by which men can be saved except the precious name of Jesus. Don't get into the complex mode of trying to understand God. Just take a journey with Him. Let Him be an active part of your life. See Him by faith. And your prophet will appear to all. I'm so grateful every time I hear testimonies. For me, that's really just like my paycheck. And I want to appreciate every one of you who made it yesterday. And this morning, I'm just putting my hands in the hands of God. And I want to take a journey with Him. We're still going to continue in our series on building capacity for impact. Hopefully, I can touch a few things. But I want you to stay with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Father, bless your word this morning. Let it come forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. Cause our eyes to receive light so that we can see into your glorious realm that will be forever changed as we behold you on the throne. That you give us grace to approach the throne and to behold the things that make for our peace. in Jesus' name. One of the things I want to understand about capacity is that it's not your capacity. I don't know if you're with me. Let me explain this way. You have an SD card in your phone for about 32 gig. Your phone memory is about 2 gig. Now, there's something about your phone when it gets to it, when you're almost in the memory space, it begins to default into a bigger, a larger memory or a secondary memory. Are you with me? Now, your primary capacity is probably 2 gig. But here you are carrying data for 32 gig, 64. Now, you, at the time the phone was purchased, you didn't have 64 gig in that phone, just at 2 gig. So if you are standing close to another phone like yourself, if you are standing close to another person like yourself, the person knows that what we are able, what we are designed for, is 2 gig capacity. Our journey cannot transcend. We cannot carry weight above 2 gig. Now, regardless of what we do in our quest for God, we are limited to certain that we cannot hold. Because for us, it's just 2 gig. But you see, it is not always about your makeup or your making size. So, if you have an internal or a secondary memory capacity or an SD card that is weighted like 64 gig and 1 terabyte, and you have this thing backed up, you are backing up your data somewhere, for some reason by the time your neighbor gets to his breaking point, you are just like starting. So when I'm talking about building capacity for impact, for end time impact, I am not just talking about your ability, but his ability stretched on your inside. And that is the glory that makes people wonder, how does he do what she does? Because they all know this is your limit. But for some reason, you are stretched and you can take more. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 5. Say, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything. He said, but our sufficiency is what? Is of God. Say, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think that we are anything. He said, but our sufficiency is of God. We must move our journey beyond head faith to heart faith. The strength of the Christian faith will never be based on anything two eyes can see. As long as you think that the reality of your faith is only established in things that you can see, then you will be stranded, because the realm of sight limits God. God dwells in the light. He doesn't even dwell in heaven. He dwells in the light. The light he dwells in is not powered by Kanjidam. He dwells in his own light. He dwells in his own light. He dwells in his own light. In other words, when he sits on the throne, he is not depending on the praise of angels to tell him or remind him that he is God. When he dwells in his light, the throne is covered in light. He dwells in his own realm, even on that throne. Do you understand what I'm saying? His capacity, he understands that the strength of who he is when he abides with himself. He has never been alone, never lonely. And that many times when we try to bring so much earthly definitions to the things that God wants to begin to do in you, you begin to cut off half of the power flow. Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not even come into your heart. The things that God has determined to begin to do in you, when God is thinking, oh, I want to make you a global citizen, I want you to take the gospel to every nation on earth, and here you are thinking just about a liquid. Because somewhere you are, you think, if I can just get a spot, somewhere in phase one, that probably be a reflection of what God, that God is good in my life. There is something about the work of grace in a man's heart that will diminish the glory of a White House, that will diminish the glory of Asok. That when they see you, they want to know who you are. They want to know who your God is. They want to associate with you. And because I looked at the life of Abraham, Abraham was not broke by the time God called him. Abraham, in fact, was very rich. He was the son of a thriving businessman, and he was supposed to take over the business when the man died. He was not trip happy. He was not journey happy. He was not somebody trying to make some sense out of life. He had sense already out of life. He wasn't broke. He wasn't some guy who didn't. He was entitled to more than one wife. So if Sarah was not giving him a child, that was not an issue. He could get someone else. The issue about the child was not about Sarah not being able to give birth. But I noticed something about people who God puts in a delay or pause mode. When God puts you in a pause mode, it's because what is about to come forth must come in his time. If others do it and just get away with it, you just hit, pa, you get it, you're pregnant, pa, you're pregnant, two times, pa, pregnant, every 3 months, 6 months. I know people get pregnant just like that. They are not even thinking it, pa, pregnant, pa, pregnant. See, you are pregnant again, I looked at him as a very wicked man. How come your wife is pregnant again? That's what you do, sharp. I say you're a liar. You have no self-control. You're sharp, sharp. 2 children, just space of 5 months. The one was pregnant again. I say, bro, this one is not, you just want to do it. You are in Lagos, she's in Benin City. You still manage this in the space of 5 months? Come on, brother. Come on. Doesn't work this way, man. Come on, show some self-control. It's called experience. I say this because for many of us, there's so much of heaven in our souls. There's so much of heaven's ability in our spirit. But we are limited because... just because we don't have an idea or a perception of what we think is possible, then we shut down on the inside and we don't allow those thoughts to thrive. But you see, because God designed your spirit to be a processing unit for eternal things. Are you listening to me? Your mind was not meant to just think thoughts. It was meant to process thoughts. And the original design was not just to process any thought, but divine thoughts. So when God said to Adam, name the animals, he didn't tell Adam what to call them. So Adam will look into the eyes of a lion. And with his soul, he will begin to decode the construct of that animal. Say, based on these features, lion. And he stuck. God never came back to correct anything he said. There is a wisdom that is available to you in God. But if you don't see it, you will be grossly limited. He said, not that we think that we are sufficient in ourselves. You've got to understand that in you alone, gross insufficiency. That if there's any reason you are going to have a future, and you are going to break into a new season, that you're going to rise up and God will be proud of. God looks at you in heaven and say, look, I would have wiped up that area, but I've got a servant living in that area. Spear them. Until God finds you the reason to spear the earth. Until you get to that point where God said, we have somebody who is taking what we are saying seriously. Until you find God's agenda serious enough to commit your life to, then you will still remain in the place where you think you are insufficient. Because God doesn't empower projects he didn't start. There is no budget for it. This morning, I want to bring you to that place where you can begin to see heaven's sufficiency. And you don't look at the newspapers to determine your economic state. In one day, you can be broke. In one day, you can have a millionaire in your pocket. Are you here? Can you hear me clearly? Stay with me. He said, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to think that we are anything. I would probably want to say that there are people, you know you are brilliant. You know you are beautiful. You know you are handsome. You know it. Even in your blindness, you know it. You can see it. It's all written all around you. You know that you look good. You know. But you are seeing something there. He said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves. He wasn't saying he wasn't sufficient. He's saying, I'm not sufficient of myself. See, we are both doing the same thing, but we are getting different outcomes. You are telling yourself, why do I have to spend 10 hours doing this thing? If I tap into the wisdom of God, how many hours will it require? You see, one of the things God wants to do with the doctrine of the New Testament is to remove veils from your heart so that you can see spiritual possibilities. You see, the last move of God that we are going to enter into very soon, Paul the Apostle, we wished he was here. Even though he set the precedence by teaching all these things, but we are going to see not just one place, but an entire army of people with spiritual abilities plugged directly into the loins of Jehovah. People who are not lifted, people who know that they are not striving. If you like, people call it dollar, call it pound, that's your economy. But how would God say, come and buy for me without money? What is God talking about? If God says, come buy for me without money, what is the currency of the Spirit? Is it a currency that is subject to inflation or government policy? This is our finest hour as a church. This is our finest hour as believers. God will continue to allow decay in the earth so that we can rise as the salt in the earth. They will keep making their policies and they are designed to keep failing. Why? Because if it works, we cannot rise as the salt in the earth. Next verse 6. It says, but ours, who also has made us, so our sufficiency is God, who also has made us what? Able ministers. And you look at the word able, they're speaking of ability, supernaturally empowered to succeed. God made us. He is not going to make us. Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament? Now you look at the word the New Testament and I begin to play around with certain thoughts. The word testament speaks of covenant. It's another word for covenant. Who has made us ministers, dispensers. Have you seen a water dispenser before? Are you still with me? Follow me. You need to be very graphical in this church to see what I'm about to show you. When you are standing in front of the water dispenser, the thing has a very small nozzle. Huh? Are you with me? That's where you put your cup or your glass cup. The ability of that dispenser, that nozzle, limitless. As long as there is water, there's a tank on top of that dispenser, it continues to dispense. No stoppage, no limitation. It can dispense forever. He said he has made us dispensers of the new covenant because we are plugged into his ability that there is no limitation in you. If there is any limitation that you see because you chose to see it, he has made us dispensers. In other words, he has called us to declare the release of a new nation, of a new generation, of a people whose ability are plugged into God's ability. He has made us dispensers. There is nothing wrong with that tank. As long as there is water on top of that thing, it will dispense. Again, capacity of that water dispenser becomes the capacity of that nozzle. It doesn't matter if that thing has capacity to dispense all day, but if it is empty, useless. That's why we get before God all the time. That's why we come to church. That's why we fellowship. Because we need to be constantly filled.
Your journey in coming to church is not to have a good service, is to be filled with God. Because that is where the grace to dispense comes from. You can touch this side and you get cold water. You can touch this side, you get hot water. Configurations. See, He has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter. Then I say, what? Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. The Spirit there is a type of letter. Back up. How did Enoch walk with God? Without reading one verse of scripture. If they took away your Bible from you now, for the next 6 months, can you thrive? I'll read the story of this Russian guy who was in prison for several years. He wrote this book, very old book. He has this Russian name. In the days of the USSR, so they bear very funny names there. He had this book, Chained for Christ or something. Huh? Torture for Christ. You remember his name? Richard Mumbran. Yeah. And there are several of them. In fact, there's this one that, it's not just that they put you in prison. They carry out brainwashing techniques on you. So this guy is sitting in a prison cell, and then they put a speaker in your cell, telling you there is no God, and you have to hear that every day. They're just talking, there's no God, preaching philosophy to you. The guy said, over a period of time, he started forgetting every single verse that he knew in scripture. This particular guy. Because, hey, you've been here for 25 years, your God didn't show up. Say, but there was a scripture that didn't leave him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, be bishop, murderer, fornicator, adulterer, prostitute, president, slave, bondman, free man, prime minister, whosoever is a blank check, that believes Him would not perish but find eternal life. And that was the reason He was reciting to Himself. When he had gotten to his wit's end and didn't know where to turn. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world. For he gave me his Son. For God so loved the world. He gave me his Son. 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 And that was how I was able to withstand the brainwashing that was going on in that prison here. Forget your Nigerian prison. You don't have prisons. You have death holes. They reprogram people go into those places and come out changed. God is sending us to a world that is not Christian. If you do not understand this scripture I'm reading to you, you will never be able to take any mountain. If you think that David killed Goliath because he knew what to do, Scripture says there is a wisdom that is from above. If you still think that the reason why David killed Goliath was because he knew what to do. That guy had no military training. That is what made the victory sweet. And say she had PhD, that's why I know she's there. Don't you know her? She's a scientist. Yeah, I get that part. But the story is a bit different when you don't have any expertise in that area and you are getting stuff done. And people are like, how do you do that? Bible says that we are able dispensers of the New Testament. What is the New Testament? The covenant of His blood. Do you understand that scripture says that wherever the soles of your feet to tread, the Lord gives to you? That was even before the death. Scripture talks about Jesus in Revelation. Says His vesture is dipped in blood. When you see Him, He's dipped, He's stepping in blood. That blood you plead, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, you don't understand what you are talking about. I have a problem with you paying the blood of Jesus. You keep doing it, but let me explain to you that that blood is the real sacrifice. When Jesus was going into heaven, he entered for once with that blood in his hands. He used that same blood to purify heaven and sat at the right hand of God forever. The blood is the symbol of redemption. That everywhere we go, everywhere we turn, we can say to people, you don't have to die. You can come. His blood still makes whole. His blood still sets free. If you partake of this blood, you will have my life in you. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. As the people of God, we are called to believe differently. We are called to think differently. We are not like the rest. We were called out of the world, yet we are still in the world, but we report to a different headquarters. Except you see that you didn't just choose to look right, but heaven had proposed and ordained that at some time you will come to him, and that it was not for you to warm the scene, but there was an eternal purpose that was planned and sorted out before you ever got on the scene. Then your life will have no consequence, no impact, no nothing. Why? Because you don't even see yourself. You read about that man and think, oh, it's because he was special. No, it's not they were special. They gave speciality to their ordination. As long as you think you have to suck up to people to get what you want, you still don't understand what we are talking about. Scripture says that he has made you able. So if God has made me able, how come I can't dispense? Do you realize that what you are dispensing is not you, is what is in the tank? That you are dispensers of God. That people come in contact with you and they go, wow, that's some different. She's different. It's different. Dispensers. 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 And when we begin to talk about dispensing, I want to talk about something we've been talking about here. I think that should be in Ephesians chapter 5, if I'm right. Fill my heart with more of you. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. It says that Christ will, that he would grant unto you the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what? By faith. That you be what? Rooted, grounded, hold it. What does it mean to have root? Do you understand that the quality of seed that was planted by the wayside is the same quality of seed that was planted on the rock? And the same quality of seed that was planted on the good soil. But they all had three different outcomes. Don't read that scripture and think that, oh, this guy just chose to be bad. No. Now, in case you think that that's some, like somebody else, let's look at it this way. If your house is on the main road, your house where you live, and then you have like the roads are not tired, and so every time cars pass through that place, do you think you will probably have to sweep your house more often because of the dust? That's what happened to that guy. He stayed in an environment, he heard God's word and stayed in an environment where he required to use more energy to be cleaning up instead of being rooted. He used his energy for cleaning up. Instead of being rooted, he didn't even have time to take care of the seed because it was everywhere. The devil just came, picked it up. That was the guy. Because most of you don't understand that your environment is very key to your destiny. You try to make others understand what how important your destiny is. They will not understand. That's why it's your own destiny. We try to tag with people along. Even the father of Abraham didn't understand. He was not broke. So he saw it wasn't a money problem. Abraham was rich. His father was rich. Yet the father didn't understand. How can a man walk away from life like this? Walk away from this. I don't know if you're with me. Please follow me. You've got to stay away from hostile environments, sir, that put you in some warfare modes that are not necessary. Choose your battles carefully. You don't have to. You've got to ask yourself, this thing in front of me, do I really need to say something about it? Or just behave as if he didn't see it. So that guy was using his energy to sweep the environment. Because every time a car speeds through the front of God, it raises dust. I bind you. Oh, I bind you. And you begin to deal with satanic spirit. You begin to deal with warfare designed only to distract you. And while you are trying to be distracted and trying to hold the thing, the devil was picking the seeds. And then when warfare is over, you feel empty. Where is it? Too late, brother. So don't look at the guy like some guy who just chose to be unserious. He could not label his warfare. He could not look at the warfare and say, this one is not important, ignore it. Focus on this one. The Bible says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. What you need to do is look for the toughest among them. Teach that one a lesson. The other ones will advise themselves. Oh, I'm trying to get advice for this new business. I'm trying to get to come on board of this business. No. Look for the primary person. When your boss sends you into an office, oh, go get this done. And then the secretary is trying to be important. You know those kind of secretaries? Sorry, they even from the gate, man. You just carry your phone, you pick up your phone, and you call your boss. Your boss calls the man who owns the company. You don't even understand your ascent. So you are trying to get the warfare done. My boss told me to get a file from where. Please sit down. Sorry, I can't sit down. I'm running late. No, please sit down. Just call you. So I'm here, they're wasting my time. Hold on. Good Alpha, my girl is outside. Really? I didn't know. Call the secretary. It's the secretary that will see come and give you the file. You see, the problem with this guy in Matthew 13 is that the guy doesn't even understand the purpose of the seed. Because you don't understand the purpose of the seed. Because the scripture tells us in John that the seed of God, speaking about the seed of God, the Bible says the man that is walking with God has the seed of God in him. So most times when you do stuff, people don't understand why you did what you did. But it takes a man with a seed to understand a woman with a seed, to understand another man with a seed, to value your response to crisis. So married guys, like, what was that? What does it mean? And why the devil fights you is because of the seed on your inside. So what it does is, can we distract that? Now we are looking at satanic attacks against a man's destiny. One powerful one is distraction. It will raise a lot of dust. And suddenly your boss is making some issue. Your fiance is creating issues. You get home, the generator is not starting. All of a sudden, you are just so messed up. You are closing late. And you are like, what is this? And you just notice that by default, you can't pray. By default, you can't meditate anymore. By default, you are just so messed up. You are looking at prayer in front of you. You are totally out. I can't do this right now. And then so your boyfriend calls you. I called you 12 times, sir. You didn't pick your call. What is wrong with you? At some point, you are ready to give someone a piece of your mind. And you are like, just trying to... Lord, help me now. Your relationship is about to collapse. Everything is like giving up on you. All of that stuff, because the devil enjoys it. He enjoys the panic. It's so that while you are distracted, in a period of 7 days, he can pick the seed. It's not a one-day thing. It just stays with you. Stays with you. Familiar spirits. Spirits that know your history. That know your family history. That know how your father died. Abraham, your grandfather, died and are trying to reenact satanic covenant of life. False spirits trying to tell you are going nowhere, you belong to me. But because of the covenant over your life, they know they can't touch it except they change your gaze. That's why scripture tells us in Hebrews, he says, you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. The author was not when you were born. The author was when he thought about you. The beginning was when he thought about you, not when you were born. He started the old project. You are a project in his hands. He started you, finished you in the spiritual, completed, delivered, in good condition. Before you ever came on board, you only came to act out the script. Watch out for distractions. These are things that kill spiritual capacity. You see, in that seed is the potential of a tree, is the potential of a forest. But if you take the seed and just throw it away, you just throw away forest. Capacity. Watch out for distractions. Watch out for legitimate distractions. Things that you have to do, but cut the flow of God's power in you. So at every given point in time, you must understand that you are going to survive and live through next year and not beg anybody for money. It's not about you. It's about the ability of God on your inside. As long as there's water in that dispenser, it will keep flowing. So don't bother about the dispenser. Bother about finding him. You have to be rooted. There will be no space for being rooted if you are distracted. And for many of us, they are actually legitimate things. Ephesians 3:17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. How will he dwell in our hearts? When we are rooted and grounded in what? In love. You see, I think in science they have something they call short-term memory and long-term memory. And the part of the process of moving information from short term to long term is what? Recitation, rehearsal, meditation. When you recite something over and over again, if there are people that you can't easily remember their names, you probably don't think about them often. A lot of times. There are people who are excellent in cramming entire pages. They're going to the exam hall and give it to the lecturer the way he asked for it. And people say, oh, she's so brilliant. She mastered something. You know you won't understand. Just cram it. The problem with that cramming thing is that once one grain of thought alters, you have never seen that type of confusion before. Like, you just package yourself into the exam. And God helps you is the question that came out. Because once you just see the first question, it's not looking like the thing begins to fizzle out like you thought. You see the issue of capacity. You see that water, that tank sitting on the dispenser, is what it means to be grounded, well seated. God is principles about where I stay. I don't stay in hate infested hearts. If your own Christianity gives you a lot of hate and death wishes in the form of prayer point. I say it's a level. It's one level where you need your means to die. You say, I call it the baby level, the selfish level, where you think nothing must hurt my personal space. If you come against my space, you die. Fire. And some people really need to die, but not your verdict, heaven's verdict. What you should have thought, I had enough power to take you out. Why are you still here? You don't understand? There are people who didn't have satanic attacks, but their background fought them. Their background was their principality. It fought them. You will never leave Mushi. You will never leave Ajegunle. And the background fought them and fought them and fought them. The few of them who was able to break out, you see the difference. You know how many musicians you have in Ajegunle? as in skillful musicians. What they need is not talent, it's visibility. It's a love, building capacity. That it can be so good, but if you are not where you can be seen, it's not enough to be good. It's not enough to be sound. Where you operate for matters. When 3Js wanted to move ministry to where they could do television ministry and international ministry, he realized that he could not stay in that area where he was living. He relocated the church, left the church, went to start afresh. In leadership, tough decisions will need to be made. Somebody needs to make tough decisions. Everybody likes when you actually say, we thank God for the grace of God upon your life. Those are days where you can receive good prophecies. I see God taking your ministry to the nations of the earth. Yeah. Thank you. There's no need to say amen. I just say thank you. But when we have to make a 4 million naira decision to move here for 4 million, and we're just about 15 or 18, and God said, go. The only reason why I took that step was, he said, go. This was where I knelt. With Pastor Bola. Place was one big rubble. I never wanted to come here because I don't go beyond my boundaries. I said, God says so. We only came to see the place because the people were not going to take. Because as far as I'm concerned, I like to sleep. And I like to sleep well. We are in the facility where we are paying 150,000 per month. Let me be here for now. And as we were going, I said, I'd rather just pray before I go. So we knelt. As I knelt, the Lord said, get up, I'll give you this place. God, I like your faith, but I have less than 1 million. When God speaks to you, you see, every time the devil tries to shortchange you from not being able to hear God, you have lost your inheritance forever. You've got to see the issue of your ability to hear God as a do or die thing. It's not a sign of spirituality. You've lost your inheritance. You've lost your future. There is no guarantee to your life. Because everything you thought you heard, you always have to hear from somebody else. What if they are wrong? This issue of hearing God has nothing to do with age. The first time I heard God, I was 10. The first time I joined the secret society, it was voices I heard. The currency in that realm, utterances. Please hear me. Hear me clearly. This is how to be strong in the spirit. When they see in the spirit, they see a burning fire, a burning light, because this one is a girl with understanding. She knows her rights. She read the constitution. She's not checking that way to see if she crossed one way or the other. She's strong in the spirit. By the time we were going to, Pastor Bola had been trying to negotiate with them and they weren't making an headway. They wanted 4 million at each time. I said, look, I can't give 4 million. You won't pay twice or something. The moment we finished the prayer here, and we knelt here, and we said, he said, get up, I'll give you this place. I said, thank you, Lord. Pastor Bola, the Lord said, he'll give us this place. Bola was happy. For me, it was not just about what God said. Where is the money coming from? When God asked Isaac to sow in that land, Isaac didn't sow in the ground. He sowed on the word. The obedience was based on instruction. When you see people who thrive, your capacity is not built for where everybody is doing the same thing. But when you are thriving in a land where there's famine and debt and things are not working, and someone like, all of a sudden, you are like a city that's upon a hill. Yes, the one's like, what's going on? How come you have light? You are like, sorry, solar energy. How can I report to the landlord and tell him that you are doing legal connection in this house? That you are tapping light. So I say, it's called inverter. If you go and say that, landlord will now know that you didn't go to school. I'm not joking. This is what happened to me. She didn't know that there's something such as inverter and solar energy and all this. So she said, how about I tell her how people are doing this house? Go. You see, in the spirit realm, you cannot hide your ignorance. If you like, dress up for the occasion. You cannot hide your ignorance. Because you will be at your level in that realm. If you're a spiritual dwarf, when they see you there, you will be like that. It doesn't matter if you wear a jacket and wear a collar. In that realm, you are your real self. They will see you as you are. You will know the authority you have. You will know the one you don't have. And what does God say? He says, for you to have guaranteed flow of this covenant, of this testament, say you must be rooted and grounded in love. So what is love? The first thing you need to know is that love is not an emotion. Just before I got married, before I got into a relationship to my wife, I've said I've always had a problem with my emotions. It's like I'm hitting geographical curve. You know, it just goes up. I wake up today, I love. I wake up tomorrow, I hate you. I mean, that's just me. But of course, that was not just me. My emotions had been battered from when I was very young. Thanks to Eunice. No thanks to Eunice. Eunice. You see, the things that lay a stronghold on your mind, they are things that are quite pleasurable. They are, because that season of my life, I thought I was I was enjoying big boy games, and I was very young, just under 6-7, and I was enjoying big boy games. So, but you see, if you are doing big boy things and not expecting a big boy responsibility, asking her to abort, brother, no way. I was doing stuff, and it felt really good. Until I became a Christian, I realized there was a stronghold over my mind. I couldn't shake it off. More than 30 years after, I still remember her name. If I see her now, I can't recognize her. You see, the issue of breaking strongholds is the issue of being rooted. You cannot break strongholds without being rooted in something else. So, when God is asking to be rooted in me, it's like elimination by substitution. And there are people, I preached in Sule about 2 years ago, and I was preaching that meeting as I was about to drop the mic and go back to my seat. The Lord just said to me, I want to pray for someone who has been abused by sister, cousin or something. So I just gave the word. I said, somebody, the Lord is telling me that you are sexually abused by family members and all of that. And the Lord said, I should pray for you. Look at the handsome young man that walked out. Light-skinned, coordinated. I didn't even know the same like that in that meeting, because I just looked at him. He was looking very clean and very calm, very handsome. But he was carrying a scar on his soul. You probably him and say, hey, what's up? How are you doing? I'm fine. I just said, what's your name? As I was looking at him, I was remembering my story. I felt for him. From that day, I knew I would never judge anybody by the color of their face. Much of this craze to make up and do some of these things is to cover up what is exposed on the inside. When people deck up and try to look very strong and bold on the other side, many of them, those guys you are looking at, are finished on the inside. Because they are scars. Eunice has their soul. Eunice. But because you will not even accept that you've got a problem, we are going to have another issue of replanting you. Because you are planted somewhere, and wherever you are planted has a hold on you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wherever you are planted will feed you from the ground, from that ground, and hold you. Because we are talking about the things that makes our capacity. You are looking at the memory capacity, 32 gig, but you cannot load more than 5 gig on it. Oh, you don't see no kind of memory cards. So when I 32 gig, Just there's a fool. You buy from Computer Village.
Are you listening to me? Yeah?
You know those kind of memory cards. I don't slow this. I don't buy this thing, no. Flash drive. In the days of flash drive, oh my goodness. In the days of flash drive, your 4 gig is not 4 gig until you have used it and you get to that point. Like, okay, if you even get like 3.23, you're okay. You know, in the days that Ife, if it has every original and fake thing, if there's any new software coming to town, after this Ife, you'll find it. Touch. If OAUF is just a word, it's a mini Nigeria. Everything you thought possible to him, you can get it in that place, in that campus. I don't know what's going on outside the town, but inside that campus, all you need to do is knock on the right hostel door. You want the right software, they'll tell you the cheat code to download that thing. Ife boys. The thing with downloading what is fake, it's not that you won't have the icon on your tab or have the icon on your system, but when you try to launch a command, it will bounce you. So you may have something on the outside that makes you look like you have it. You have it together. People double click and you launch that app, but somewhere, you get a Java error, a script error. You get all kind of strange languages, and you're like 404 error. And you're like, well, they say, we'll try it. We'll be on network. It's not network, but you got the wrong thing. The problem, the challenge with this type of situation is that most times it's easier for us to get the wrong thing. It's cheaper. As long as you are looking for a cheaper Christianity. I say you will have the icon. You will have the symbol. When people look at it, oh, she's burning in the Lord. But when one trial comes, she can't stand, she falls. Like, I thought. It's okay to stagger and regain your ground. It's okay to even fall, but stand again. Because the righteous man has capacity for 7 times. But see, when you fall, and they say, get up now. Say, get up! The fight is not over. Time out. Time out. Then they look at your badge. It carries general in the spirit. Oh, Bob's. Get up first. Say, I can't get up. That's what you do when you are discouraged and you don't want to go back there. David said, he teacheth my hands to war. Yes. You are a Christian, you must have a fighting spirit. You see, so I'm saying this because if God said he has already made us able ministers and we are not in commensurate results, we need to check, is there a tank on that dispenser? What type of tank? Is it Seaway or those other names? Or is it leaking? If you are the only one taking drawing from this river, how come you are still thirsty? Is it possible you are celebrating false experiences? So now let's know where our problem is. I don't know if you are with me. That it is only in your routine, in love, that you will see your true state. Because love will never... He says the wounds of a friend is better than the kisses. The wounds of an enemy is better than the kisses of a brother. Because when you are standing toe to toe with God, when God uses the eye salve of love to wash or mark your face, you can begin to see your true state in God. And you know that because you are seeing what God is saying about you in love, it's because he wants the best for you, not because he's judging you. And now that I come to church and people are having all kinds of stuff they are dealing with, and even under their parents' roof, the one that parents that don't let them go out. They are dealing with stuff they don't know anybody to talk to, because every time you came to church, you just read the Riot Act. It's time for Bible study. It's time for Sunday school. It's time to take a hymn. It's time to hear the word. And in all of that, church has become the best time to sleep. Just get a good position and then keep nodding your head. A particular usher that he had mastered how to sleep while standing, he wear dark bones. During vigils. Head usher. He will just sleep and he will just. The pastor gave an altar call. Even during the prayer session, while they were praying, you know, there's a way you can train yourself. You just be shaking your head and you have gone. If you have not gotten to that, you've not been praying. I know what I'm talking about. Bala, I don't know. No, seriously. You see, none of you that are not laughing, you don't know what I'm talking about. I said when we come for VG, and I said it's 8 hours prayer. Oh, you're looking surprised. Yeah, you. Seriously. When you say, and you look at that 8 hours, and it looks like forever. You know, when we're going to do the 7 hours prayer here on Saturday night, we started around 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. on Saturday night. When it was like 8. You know, I said, I just started feeling dizzy. I said, oh boy, I'm the pastor of this church. I went to the restroom, I washed my face. The moment I entered the tomb again, the breeze blew me. I said, that lie. Today, we go pray. If I was the one who came to pray, Lord, I would just say, well, we thank God. You know, we'll receive these things by faith. I would just come and say, Father, I thank you because before I pray, you have heard me. And I lie. I say, Lord, I'm sleeping on this altar now. Whatever you need to do in my life, just be doing it. As I'm lying there, just be touching me. Be healing me. Be delivering me. Be delivering me. And then when the brother comes up, maybe brother is like, ah, pastor is just here. Maybe he's in spirit. I'm going to say, Michael, look at that boy. He say, you know, I keep saying that boy is not a serious person. That's why you must understand the power of partnership. Certain things you can't do on your own. You need accountability. You want to pray for 5 hours and you feel you might be distracted, tell one of your friends, why don't you join me? Let's pray together. Being rooted. It is love that helps us see perfectly into His realm. You will see your state. You will see what's going on. Love is not an emotion. When I married to my wife, when I was proposed to her, and I had issues because for me, I have this up and down thing. And Lord said to me, love is spirit. It's not primarily an emotion. How you feel or don't feel is not a proof of your state of love. Deal with it. The moment I received that, I shifted to agape. Agape doesn't go up and down. Fixed. Upward trend. I don't know if you got a friend. Did you feel anything for your brother at home? Or your sister? Do you wake up and but you will give your life for them because you love them. That's love. That emotion is just the icing on the cake. It's not the real thing. In fact, if you stay too much with the icing, you run to the toilet. I love you, I love you. If you understand what I'm telling you, you can live with anybody. You can marry anybody. It's not they say, actually, I like very tall people. See. As long as you are still there, you don't understand what we are talking about. Because you are discriminating. You're as guilty as here. Oh, I love people. Oh, I love dark people. Oh, I love all those earthly permutations. Because you are not established in love. I need to hear what the least brothers keep for their perfect and ideal type of a woman. Every brother has it, even the one that you think is spiritual. Your own is known. We know your own. We know you people have your own kind of idols. You understand? So, see, there's a brother in my fellowship, prayer secretary. Very spiritual. Every time he leads prayer in the fellowship, I'm so conscious of the devil. So one day we were talking and I now said to him, I said, see, I had a chat with him. He was just saying, And I said, you only talk about sisters who wear earring, talking against sisters who dress up and look beautiful. Then he wanted to propose, the first three people he proposed to us, all those type of sisters. So I said, bro, can't you see the sisters that are like yourself? See, why are you seeing Sister Dukwe? See, no, I don't believe you. Hey, don't change her. Don't change her. Leave her. Leave her for people like us who are okay with her. You, go and find out that doing shuku and using rubber to tie her hair. Look for people like yourself. You want to spoil the girl's destiny. See, I just believe she has the material. The material. Go and look for people like yourself that are doing shuku. You see a lady that has taken time to work on herself. You now want, say she, you bring her to the which understanding. Go and stay with people like yourself. Don't bring her to any understanding. We can see you. We know where you are going. We have people like you there. We'll go to the single parish. So I bring you very cogent point this morning. You can have the dispenser, but it might be leaking. Your ability to be impactful in the things of God and in your calling is not just determined by the ministry you are given, but by your understanding of your source. Say they are just able dispensers of the New Testament. You must realize that God is your biggest fan. He's rooting for you to win. God is not waiting for you to fall flat. He's willing to pick you up. There's an investment God has made in you, such that even God is not willing to risk you being lost. Stay away from distractions. You see that guy that was by the wayside? I'll say it's an increase. That guy that was by the wayside and was, his warfare was always dealing with distractions, dust, carnality, flesh. His warfare is similar but different to the guy in the rocky field who had to deal with hard surfaces. Anything he does, people don't understand. Trying to establish genuine relationships with people, no, surrounded by the wrong people, rocky people. They are very strong and difficult to deal with. You come against them, you are running into a stone. They will swear to you that they will finish you. So you spend your time praying for God to just preserve your life in this office you found yourself. When you begin to check the kind of prayers you are praying over time, you can tell if you are by the way or on the rock. You begin to pray, God, I don't want to lose my temper. I don't lose my temper in the office today. Where your energy is being sapped. Not because you are not praying, but you are using the energy to get some breathing space. Praying, just like when you have really had it up to this place, and everything around you is hard, and you don't enjoy what you are doing, but you are only reporting there for duty. What eventually happened to that type of man? Huh? What happened to him? Huh? No. Say, when the sun was up, he scorched it. You know why? His warfare put him on the outside, where he was attending to external things, trying to create some space for himself. In the process of trying to create space for himself, he didn't have time to go deeper. And because he could not go deeper, if he had gone deeper, even though the sun was up, he would have been drawing resources from the earth to combat the heat of the sun. But because he was not way down but way up, the sun just burnt him. You have to be rooted in love. You have to be rooted in God. Say, we love him not because we love, but he first loved us. That you were able to come to and say, Lord, just be the lover of my soul, accept you as my Lord and Savior. That journey was not starting in you. It started before the foundations of the world. That the grace was given to you to come to that place where you realize you could not do it by yourself. If it was love that brought you, it is love that will keep you. Did you notice something about the good soil? they were people of similar company. Do you notice that when I was talking about the good seed, he didn't just talk about one. He said there was an harvest of 30, 60. He wasn't alone. The harvest was not one man. He talked about the degree of the harvest. In other words, it wasn't just one plant on that farm. It was 30, 60, 100 degrees of maturity in Christ. Find your company. Stay there. Many times we will be strong and we'll stand on our feet, not because we are strong, but because we have family, brothers, people who you can hold your hand and pray with you. Many times God will not answer your prayer until you let someone minister to you, because it is a body. No Lone Ranger will survive the days that are to come. I must trust you enough to know that you will not abuse me, you will take care of me and protect me. And I must know the same for you, that you are my sister, you are my brother. It doesn't matter how much I feel, my first responsibility is to ensure that you are secure. We are going to be an open church where we can come out and say exactly how we feel, so that people can stretch the hands of love and pray for us. When God sees that your love capacity is stretched, He's able to pour Himself into you. Because He's not afraid of the gifts He has given to you. Because He knows love will regulate it. Love will regulate it. Your powers will be to feel the innate powers that the Lord has put on your inside. Because at every given point in time, you are not so much bothered about giving someone a prophecy than you are about reaching out in love. A lot of us have prayed and we have fasted and we are not finding that God zone in us because we are not rooted. We are not rooted. And that is the quest for this season. You must be rooted in your capacity. You must be rooted in God so that you can draw properly. Have you ever been in the house and then you notice the voltage was so low? Because what was being received was not enough to power the entire house. Yet you have some light in the house, but the voltage is low. It can't solve every problem. You need to learn how to read deep into Him so that you can comprehend with all the saints. And you look at the word, all the saints. And I don't have time to stay there this morning. What is the height, the length, the depth, and the breadth? And to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. That He may be filled with what? With what? The fullness of God. You want to walk into a place and God's presence is there. You now want to know what it is when Catherine says, Catherine is dead. Jesus lives in me. It's not a political statement, it's a love statement. You want to know why I'm leaving my job next year and going full time with Him? It's love. I don't have a problem with my 6-digit figure salary. They are not pursuing me. I'm walking away from it. It's not that I don't have anything to do, but I'm traveling. Perhaps this mortality can be clothed in immortality. Peradventure, God can find one man in me who will run like Paul ran. We will run as though there is no time. And we've got to touch as many nations as possible, declaring the eternal glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. By adventure, God can find one man in me so filled with love that he will take lessons in Japanese language and Korean language, and then will take the gospel into the corners of the earth. We will learn Chinese and Thai language and learn Hausa and come together. Let's sponsor the production of Hausa Bibles and TV, New Pay Bibles and take it to those lands where Jesus has not been named. Someone will go to Togo and Benin Republic where there are so much voodooism going on there and say there's a change of government here. Peradventure God will find one man in me. Say, oh, he looks just like Paul. Let's use him. Peradventure, in this quest, I will not just touch nations, but I will find God. All I was hearing was just instructions. I don't know what you heard. You need to get that message and listen to it. The words were very simple but deep. I don't know if you are hearing. The words were very simple but very deep. They had a lot of undertones with it. Let me tell you. You are either financing the gospel or praying the gospel or taking the gospel. You cannot be neutral. You cannot just be paying your tithe. This is not about your tithe. We are running out of time here. At every given point in time, you should get a diary at the start of January and say, I'm going to document every amount I gave to the gospel for the advancement of the kingdom. We've got to be deliberate. We can't stop the way we thought we used to do it. If nobody documented the New Testament, we won't have anything to read. If Paul was like, oh, I'm in the spirit. Paul, you need to write something for us because we are coming. I knew a man 40 years ago. Whether in spirit or in flesh, I cannot tell. Paul, please just tell us something about this man. Peter had so much of God, but he was not a very lettered person. It doesn't matter how much God wanted to use Peter. If Peter was a fisherman, he can't write. Limited capacity. All those courses and stuff that you study and drive to UK and drive to London and all of them professional in fashion, in how to make pastries and all of those things. If you are still seeing it, that it's still about putting money in your pocket. Another is an entrance for the gospel. Just imagine the one that Jesus said to take care of the church, feed my sheep. There was very little God could do about him. The one that Jesus handed over the church to, the one that never saw him one day, but the first time he saw him, he was blind. God said, hey, after I gave his life to Christ, come with me to Arabia. Many times God will take you to places where you are not suspected to be found. He will put you in seasons in your life that are contradictory. And he will allow you to stay there for 3 years so that he can teach you and train you. Paul said, I stayed in Arabia where I was taught by the Lord. He said, the things you hear from my lips, I didn't hear it from any man. I heard it from the Lord. And after I came, I got and said, go and have a meeting with Peter. God kept him away from, he kept Paul away from Peter so that his heart would not be residential. His heart would be transitionary. Because what they needed him to do was to keep touching as many nations. You just see me. So always on a boat, always on a flight, always on a flight, always on a flight. Every time Paul gets into a place, he's not thinking of settling. He's thinking of raising men. They'll say, those men that will raise them. Timothy, commit to them the same things I committed to you. Paul was only pa. He was running like there was no time. Running like there was no time. Do you even have this sense of urgency that there is no time? If God cannot vouch for you, he will hold that gift from you. You will not be able to manifest it in his fullness because you think it's still about you. Do you know many people that carry certain viruses in their body? But because they were living for God, God quarantined the virus in their body. If they test their blood, they will say the thing is in the bloodstream, but no effect. I say, you are still asthmatic. This is SS now. Which SS? I'm going to preach now. Doctor, check. Say, your blood pressure. I say, no. You know, it's your hand that is touching the device. It's your own pressure that is high. Paul said, I want to spend and be spent. This is not about church. We've got nations to take. Every ability of God on your inside. You are an excellent communicator. Hey, brother. It's not for toasting. It's not for singing songs. It's for you to, as a vehicle and a tool, to transmit the gospel. We had them in the church. We had two faith. We had some of these guys standing in church. But because the church could not manage them, the church didn't understand their type of person. And again, I say to you, I thank God for your parents. I thank God for how God used them to raise you up. But you can't take lessons from drowning people. You can't take lessons from people who their time is up. Your time is different. Your time is unique. You can take general principles, but specific principles, you must hear it. Your parents will tell you, you need to get a good job and then a good salary and be pensionable and get married to a good guy and live in a good house and have a good dog and have three good children and build a house or build a second house and then retire and then start waiting for pension and then die a good death and go to a good hell. That's what they tell you, because that's all they know. If your dad was a businessman, would he teach you to be a salary earner? Perspective. Different. All the difference. Perspective. 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 You look at a Mark. What's the other guy that works with Paul? Silas. They didn't just journey with Paul. They were sleeping in prison cells with him. Say, man of God, I want to see double portion of your anointing. That's how to receive it. By going to the cell. You want to take mantles? Want to take mantles? Want to take mantles? Want to take mantles? Hear me. When Elijah was going to be taken, it was the mantle that was the only thing that dropped from that chariot. Everything about him went. The mantle dropped. Whoever is standing there at that time has it. God tested Elisha's resolve to go back. When the other prophets were saying to him that he will be taken away, the normal thing to do is to begin to whine and cry. Say, I want to see him when he's taken. By the time Elijah was lifted up, the only thing of earth that left him was his mantle. Do you know what the mantle is? Do you see the Jewish man when they pray? They carry their prayer shawl and cover their face. The Lord most compassionate, most merciful, Yahweh. The way they begin to pray, there's this attitude that prayer sure gives them. And I told someone to please get me one. They just see like when you just cover your head. In the name of God, the Almighty, most beneficial, most merciful. They begin to pray. There's this connection they have when they put that prayer shawl. It's like an outer covering. It's like an outer covering. Prayer covers you. It's like an outer covering. And you will see Jesus, even when he went to it, he will go with his prayer shawl and cover himself, because it is prayer that insulates you from every attack as you journey from earth into heaven. In the place of prayer, as you cover yourself, on earth, you seem you are in one spot, but in the spirit, you are traveling through times and seasons, launching into the realm of God. Barahisa Daliyadada, you are burning like a fire, just going straight into the throne room, and you are doing all that. Blah, blah, blah. And see, hey. This thing is not magic, it's worse. It's worse. A prayer shawl, you cover yourself and begin to pray, covered in the grace and in the mercy of God. You are passionate because you have the dealings of God upon your heart. And here you are just, you pray like it's something you are trying to do on your computer. Don't be distracted. Say, if you see me when I'm being taken away, it will be yours. Do you see Jesus lifted high in the heavens? Do you see him lifted high in the heavens? There's something about a destiny that is beautiful. Don't be distracted. There's more to you. We didn't just come here to do church. As you go for your NYC, see yourself as an arrow shot into the future. Don't go there and begin to do any parkour with anybody. Don't go there and begin to do church. We have nations. We have people who will die and go to hell if they don't hear that word from your lips. My son Maurice is in Togo right now. He was talking. Well, can we come do a quick revival work? They say, ah, Pastor, that was really great. Say, but the problem is the language capacity. And I have a daughter here who speaks French. All of that stuff. There are some people, it doesn't matter if they throw into French school, you will not hear anything. Because it's not given to you. There are people who even learn the very difficult ones, like German, and where the tongue twists is even, I don't know which twists more between Igbo and German, but it's like speaking in tongues. Some of these people are just waiting for one man who can say, I have the reality of heaven in my soul, and I can show it to you. Man of God was preaching in India, and he said there was some, those are Hindu priests. He levitated in the air. Say, if you're a man of God, I believe in your gospel, come and meet me up in the air. What do you do? The guy didn't talk, he just showed himself. You're a man of God, you want to convert our people. The man levitated and crossed his leg, levitated in the air. Say, come and join me here. The pastor looked at him. So if you don't come down now, you are going to die while in there. I don't need to come up. You are going to die right there. You slump. Die. The revival broke out. You are taking too much nonsense from the devil. Nobody needs to call the devil's bluff and threaten him. You are listening to the wrong set of people. The guy knows you don't talk, and that is your weakness. The devil understands. He and God agree that you will never talk. The only side, say you are thinking. You are not thinking. Open your mouth and I will feel it. You need to talk back to that problem. Today is your expiry date. Talk to it. Talk to it. Fix that problem in your home. Stop waiting for God. God has you. Fix it. Fix it. Tell that madness to leave his head. Speak to the distraction. Stop trying to sweep. Stop. When he saw the wind and was trying to mess up his boat, he said, peace, be still. That's your attitude. When you are in warfare that seems to throw stuff at you and try to make you lose your balance and distract you, don't begin to engage closely. Stand apart. Peace, be still. Speak. The moment you come close, you see dust all around. You are now so bothered looking at yourself. Anytime you get to a point in your warfare that you begin to look at your state and you are looking at yourself, you are losing the war. Because once your sight of him is no more clear, you are losing that war.
We know you've been blessed with these words, so you can as well visit us. Plot 223 beside Body Emmanuel Center, Satellite Bus Stop, Ikodu Road, Ilukweju, Lagos. You can also log on to our website, www.theharvestword.org. Contact us for counseling 080-8317-8191. God bless you.